This paid commercial may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting Incorporated or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions of this broadcast are solely those of individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Derek walks you through how to win government jobs and contracts, effectively manage your government career, and best utilize government services. Every week on Fed Access, you'll learn about interesting federal agencies, workers, and jobs. Fed Access provides you the access you need to succeed in the federal government. And now your host, Derek T. Dortch.
Welcome to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Thank you for stopping by the show. Today, we're going to be talking about what's going on in Arlington County, where Arlington County government has a lot of good services that they provide for federal workers, for military transition, for veterans, and for everybody just around Arlington County. But also, they've extended some services out to other people who are outside of their county. And we've got some special guests in the studio with me, members of the Arlington Employment Center from Arlington County. I'm going to let the director, Howard Feldstein, is it Feldstein?
Feldstein, that's right.
I got it right. I'm going to let the director, Howard Feldstein, introduce himself and then part of his team that's in the studio today. And then we're going to talk about a number of different things, about what Arlington County is doing to service their population, about their BRAC Transition Center that's still going on, about their career fair that's coming up, and then also any other services that help out in terms of careers, employment, and everything else in this region. Howard?
Derek, how are you this morning?
Thanks.
Thank you so
on.
Much for having us on today.
Love you.
Wanted to introduce some of my energetic members of the staff. First, we have Pam Egner, and she's one of our business developers. Vicki Taylor, who's also a business developer. And Amy Seals, who's our career transition specialist from our BRAC Transition Center.
In the whole dynamic, Howard, you've got this great team right here. And I've been over to the AEC. I've worked with you guys before, and that's why I want you to come on in. We've got a career fair coming up about a week or so?
October 23rd.
October 23rd. I think, Pam, you're the one in charge of the career fair, right?
The business development team, together with the BRAC Transition Center, we put the career fair together.
So talk to us about it. What's going on in Arlington County with this career fair?
We're very excited about the career fair this year. We have over 50 employers coming. As Howard said, it's on Tuesday, October 23rd. The career fair runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this year, we're at a beautiful state-of-the-art venue. We're at the Arlington campus of George Mason University in the Founders Hall building. That's located conveniently on the Virginia Square, George Mason University Metro stop on Orange Line.
Is it a website that people can find out?
There is. There's a lot of information on the website, and we're encouraging people to register ahead of time. The website for registration is www.aecjobfair.eventbrite.com. You can also go to Arlington's website, which is www.arlingtonva.us. Search Arlington Employment Center, and you can see a link to the job fair information there as well.
Outstanding. You know, you said 50 employers. I mean, a lot of people, you know, we always hear about this economy. Numbers go up and down, 7.88% or whatever the case is. But, you know, we got 50 employers. Is it a cross-section of employers? I mean, who do you have coming? Who are some of the people who are going to be represented? Is it city government, state government, federal government? Is it private sector, nonprofit? Who's going to be there?
Well, all those things and more, and I'll go into some names for you in a second. I do want to say we took great care when we spoke to employers to ensure they were hiring so that folks that come through know that there are available positions with these employers. And yes, we have, as you mentioned, IT positions, administration, education, government, construction, banking, retail, healthcare, transportation, on and on and on. We have, for Arlington, Virginia Hospital Center in Arlington is coming. Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority is coming. Arlington County Government will also be there. Arlington Police. And then we have some federal employers coming as well. Okay. Those would include Department of Treasury, Veterans Affairs, IRS, Secret Service, things like that.
Sure. You know, with that, you just kind of mentioned, because a lot of people get disgruntled about career fairs, and they'll go to a career fair, and anybody can chime in on this, but they'll go to career fairs and they'll get disgruntled because a lot of times these employers will say, hey, listen, you know, got people standing in line for 10, 15 minutes, and then you get up to them, they say, go to the website. And it's like, I've been to the website 100 times. You know, I came to the career fair to talk to you guys, and you mentioned something that you made sure that these employers, not just federal, are hiring. So these, you know, these are companies who are actively looking to bring people into their organization soon.
Yes, they are. And even they might refer you to the website. Some employers might not even be able to accept your resume. You should bring your resume regardless and have it in tip-top shape and ready to give out. But at any time you can engage with an employer and get information, even if it's about best practices for hiring or using their website or follow-up or things like that, I would put on a positive face and do your best to get as much information as possible.
Yeah. You know, with the career fair and it's in being in Arlington County, some people will wonder, is it only for Arlington County residents or is this career fair opened up? You know, a lot of people work in Arlington County, but they don't necessarily live there. I mean, who's eligible to attend this career fair?
Our career fair is open to all individuals regardless of where they live.
Okay.
We've even had registrants who are outside of the area who are hoping to move to the D.C.
Into
metro
area.
Who have registered to attend. So.
Sure. That is great news. I mean, because this is a dynamic of, you know, a lot of people think the D.C. area is probably one of the more stable areas in terms of hiring and other things like that. With the employers that you have coming and you got 50 and you said that, you know what, some may be taking resumes, but some may not be. For everybody, I mean, everybody out here, what are some tips? You know, a lot of people think about career fairs. I know you've had some seminars, you know, there. I've presented some seminars there. But for those who may hear this and may say, you know, I'm going to go to this career fair on Tuesday, what are some tips that, you know, all of you can give that would help somebody, you know, say, hey, listen, if I come to this career fair, how do I make this a successful time? You know, I got these 4 hours. How do I make the best of it?
Well, a couple of ideas for people. First, I would encourage them to register, because if you go to the website for registration, to the far right on that website, on the AEC job fair site, there's a list of the employers that are coming.
Okay.
So it's always good to research the employers, know a little bit about what they do, what they could be hiring for. So doing your research is always first and foremost. Being job fair ready in dress code, resume, attitude, all of those things make a big difference too to having a successful day.
You mentioned something big, attitude. I mean, in terms of attitude, and Howard and Pam and everybody chime in. Amy, chime in. Where am I mind going? Everybody chime in. But you know, in terms of that attitude, you know, is that really critically important? And you know, a person's attitude. You know, Amy, as you, I know you work with a lot of different people, and Howard, you work with a lot of different people. Is attitude really that important as you go into a job fair situation?
Absolutely. Attitude is the number one. Not only researching the company ahead of time and being prepared, preparing your elevator speech. You know, when you present yourself in front of that employer, you have 30 seconds or less to present yourself. So have a smile, nice, firm shake, and be there ready to ask questions, not to expect the employer to be responding to all your questions.
You're there to present
yourself. This is your selling point.
Yeah. Howard, what are you going to say?
Whenever you're looking for a job, the next person you speak to might be the person that hires you.
Right.
Optimism,
right.
Approachability,
right.
Cheerfulness. Make the person feel that you're welcoming their conversation with you.
Right. You get a lot of people get that frustration because they keep on hitting employers, and they kind of, you know, I always tell people they may hit that, you know, that 49 employers, and then they talk to that 50th, and that 50th may be the one who gives them that opportunity. So no matter how many employers you talk to, you've got to continue to have that optimism.
It's just like falling in love. You never know when you're going to meet that person.
That's right. It's like Match.com for employment, right? Exactly. You know, as we're thinking about this, and you're talking about job fair ready, I want you to continue on that point, because I kind of, you know, pulled an attitude, but I thought that was important to talk about. But you mentioned about dress. You know, I think we need to kind of just talk about that. I've been to a number of career fairs sometimes, and I think sometimes people forget about what's the proper attire. No matter what you are, no matter if it's an entry-level position or it's a senior-level position, what's the proper attire for a career fair?
For a career fair, proper attire would be business attire, and I would believe that would mean suits or at least ties for gentlemen, and women should wear pantsuits or dresses or whatever is professional. I realize this day and age the workplace has changed dramatically, and some of the jobs people might be seeking don't require that kind of dress code in the workplace. However, you still want to put on your best and make your best impression.
Right. You know, with all of that, as we think about kind of resumes and everybody kind of chime in, I know, Amy, you've done a lot of resume reviews with the Brack Transition Center. You know, with all of that, with resumes, you know, what are we talking about? Should a person just kind of come in with a whole stack of kind of generic resumes, or should they be thinking about doing the research and targeted to the employers? What are we thinking about in terms of preparing for that?
Resume, you know, resume is one of those things that if you ask 10 people to look at your resume, you're probably going to get 10 different answers and 10 different pieces of input. My feeling is it should at least be clean, neat, orderly, and say something about yourself and your story, where you've been, what skills you have, and where you're trying to go.
Right.
So if you know there's an employer who's there that you really want to get in with and you want to target a resume towards that employer, sure, make a separate resume for Khaki, let's say. But in general, you should probably have maybe different variations, but at least make sure they're clean, neat, plenty of copies, not wrinkled, and that they speak clearly about who you are and what your skills are.
Sure. We got to take a quick break. I want to come back and talk about maybe a couple of scenarios, because I've heard a couple of scenarios where people would say, hey, listen, I've been out the workforce for 8 years and I was taking care of my kids, or I've been an employee for this period of time. You know, you talked about the elevator speech, Amy. You talked about how to, you know, bring that in, or the positive attitude. You know, a couple of scenarios in terms of how do people navigate those waters when they've got this unique dynamic going on, and kind of saying, I would love for you guys to kind of chime in and kind of give some tips about how to deal with that. We got to take a quick break. We're talking to the people from the Arlington Employment Center, the great people who are doing some great work at the Arlington Employment Center. They've got a career fair coming up on October 23rd. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
October 23rd, Tuesday, October 23rd from 10 to 2. It's at George Mason University's the Arlington campus. And you can find more information about that. Just type in Arlington Employment Center in Google or whatever. But we'll give the website out a couple more times before the show is over. We're talking to them. We'll be right back after this break. Listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we're having a real interesting conversation about kind of career fair tips, about kind of job seeking. But we've got some of the experts in the house right now. We've got the employment experts from the Arlington Employment Center. Howard Feldstein, he's the director, but he's got his team in here. You got Amy, you got Vicky, you got Pam in here, and they're all helping us out. They're running a career fair on October 23rd. Tuesday, October 23rd is going to be at George Mason University, the Arlington campus. The website is, Pam, help me out on that. The website is
aecjobfair.eventbrite.com.
Outstanding. So please make sure you go to that. It's open to everybody. It's no matter, you don't have to be an Arlington County resident to attend. If no matter you're from DC, Maryland, North Carolina, or whatever the case is, you're looking for a job. From what I heard, 50 employers. Federal, state, city, private sector, nonprofit. I've seen a little bit of everybody on the website. You can see these employers on the website and do some good research ahead of time. We were talking about job, you know, kind of tips about how to manage this career fair and everything else. I know, Vic, you had a couple more tips to kind of, you know, talk about.
Okay. Yes, I definitely have some job search tips that you can use at career fairs and in your general job search. Basically, you know, with the resume, as Pam mentioned, you want it to be clean. I have been to job fairs and conducted job fairs where folks have had like 6 pages.
Okay. Yeah, sure,
so
sure,
it's important for your resume to be no more than 2 pages because an employer is not going to take the time to look through more than 3 or 4 pages, and to really just be specific about your job and career goals. And as Pam mentioned, you know, the great thing about having the list of employers is that you can research and know, you know, ahead of time what the jobs are and go ahead and target those employers.
Do you recommend that somebody bring a job, they see something? So you say, for instance, you went on, I know Goodwill is one of the employers I saw as an example. If they saw a job from Goodwill and it's right down the street, should they bring that announcement with them and say, you know what, I'm applying for this job right now?
I mean, that's fine, you can do that, but I know the employers will have that handy. If they don't see it on the announcement, that's a good opportunity to talk to that recruiter about that particular position and any other position coming up that fits your career goals.
Sure. Keep on going. I know you have some other tips, and I even want you to kind of talk about, you know, for those people who have those unique situations, you know, I mean, you have that and I heard a couple of stories myself about a person said, I've been unemployed for this many years, or I was a mom and I left 8 years, you know, and I was taking care of the kids, and now I'm getting back into the workforce. You know, how do you navigate some of that as you're talking about tips?
Well, you know, we do work with a lot of folks that have been out of the workforce for a while. So that is something definitely as you're talking to employers to say, you know, kind of with your elevator speak, I've speech. I've been out for a while, but I'm ready to get back into the workforce, and this is what I have to offer. In one of my tips for folks that have been unemployed a lot, you know, we talked earlier about the attitude, and there's a defeatist attitude, and it's very important to be positive and upbeat. I've had an employer come in and actually do an interview and said, wow, that job seeker, you know, they got the interview, but they came across, you know, as depressed and negative, and that, you know, cost that person a job. So definitely.
Do you feel like that's because of the frustration of the job search? I mean, people are just so frustrated that now it almost spills into their soul and becomes almost
definitely,
toxic.
Definitely. But I think one of those ways to kind of, you know, overcome that frustration is to really be realistic about what kind of job are you applying for. I get a lot of resumes from employers of jobs that they're absolutely not qualified for.
Okay.
And that just kind of weeds you out. So if you can just be specific about...
Both people are wasting time.
You're wasting your time. But, you know, we work with job seekers sometimes. They're like, okay, I've been an accountant, but I want to do graphic design. I've never had the training and the experience. Or, you know, jobs that you're just not, you know, overqualified for.
Right.
So to really just kind of be realistic about what your experience is and what is the employer asking for, and just kind of matching, you know, those skills with the needs of employers. So I think if people can be more specific... Mm-hmm. I think that can, you know, eliminate a lot of the frustration and being realistic about what it is that you qualified for.
Definitely. You know, as you think about, and some people may say, and going back to the person who may have been unemployed, but if they've been doing volunteer work or they've been doing something else, would you say... Get that on the resume so people can see
definitely.
That kind of stuff?
When we do our workshops, you know, being unemployed is a good time to kind of do volunteer work and expand your network. Volunteer work can expand on your skills or keep your skills updated. And that's something that you can definitely, you know, put on your resume.
Right.
And then again, also in your job search is networking. Tell everyone, I'm looking for a job. Sometimes there might be some shame that we don't tell family members, you know, about our need to find a job, but just to kind of let folks know and have a lot of folks working for you.
Sure.
You know,
pull
back from old networks. If you left your former employer on a good note, you know, go back to them and talk, say, hey, do you have any leads for me? And just, you know, former coworkers, people you don't think about.
Right. Do you feel, you know, with this career fair coming up, I know you've held career fairs before and you're definitely probably going to do them again at some point in time. You know, some people say, hey, listen, you know, I've been to them. I've been there, done that. Nothing came from it. You know, would you recommend, you know, for those people who are still that frustration, are career fairs still, you know, beneficial? Is that face-to-face time with that employer still beneficial? Would you say that, Howard?
Absolutely. The more contacts you make, the more people you talk to, the more that you expand your network, the more you're likely to find employment. You know, I've been to career fairs before, nothing happened. I ate breakfast this morning. It doesn't mean I'm not going to eat breakfast tomorrow morning.
Sure. Right. And Pam, chime in on that. Would you say that the dynamic and you know, you've seen, you know, probably a dynamic where people have gone to career fairs and then you may have had those success stories. I mean, just because it didn't happen the first time doesn't mean it's not going to happen the second time or third time or whatever the case is. Would you say that?
I would. I think what Howard said is exactly correct. And also, I feel in this day when so much applying is on the internet, you do so much with a computer, that any time you have a chance to be in front of a human being, you should take advantage of that and make the most of it.
Right.
It would at least make you feel like you're progressing, to get feedback from somebody and be able to talk. So I do know of scenarios or have experienced them with Vicki at different events we've gone to where folks have found jobs through an employment fair. So it's not out of the question. It's not something people should discard.
In terms of practicing, you know, kind of getting ready, you got maybe a few days right now. Do you recommend it? I mean, do you recommend getting in front of somebody, a family member or a friend, and kind of then maybe practicing what Amy talked about, the elevator speech? You know, do you recommend kind of, you know, doing that with somebody?
Oh, definitely. Get in front of and practice. Even with your career tools, such as your resumes, make sure they look clean, proofread them, and come up with a 30-second speech. but definitely that's a good.
You know, in terms of services, and I want to go into and how we're going to talk about the services for the AEC, for the Arlington Employment Center. But is that one of the services that you guys provide in terms of, you know, a mock interview or kind of maybe putting somebody in front? And I'm going to turn it over to you, Howard, and everybody else can kind of chime in. But in terms of the AEC, the Arlington Employment Center, what is the range of services that you provide?
We provide a full range of services. What we want to do is position you the best way possible to find employment, how to sharpen a resume, how to conduct an interview, how to use the networking, how to use the social networking to find employment, how to look for a job, how to position yourself to job, and also for those who are unsure of what kind of occupation they want to go into, what best fits you. Mm-hmm. What fulfills you? And also we tie that in with labor market information to see what's a realistic job for you.
Sure.
Some people want to be widget makers, but if no one's hiring widget makers, then we certainly wouldn't put you in that direction.
Sure. You know, as in terms of you, and you guys got a great center, me going over there and visiting, you know, a couple floors, a full dynamic of offices and presentation space and everything else. Your clientele, does it have to be, you know, Arlington County? Can it be somebody who works in Arlington County? As you're thinking about, you know, your service areas and the areas that you provide these great services, who are the constituents?
For our basic services, which is assistance with conducting a self-directed job search, anyone can come in.
Okay.
Anyone. Okay. I mean, okay. We get people from all over the Washington metropolitan area.
Okay. So how do people find you? I mean, you know, because you guys kind of off in a cut somewhere in this little kind of private space. But what's the location of where people can find you?
Well, we're at 2100 Washington Boulevard in Arlington. And that's right off of 395 across the street from Fort Myer.
Okay. And then with all of that, with the services that you provide, so... And then as you go into more detailed services, are there only certain services that are for only
county residents? As we go into more detailed services, for many of the services, unfortunately, you do need to be an Arlington County resident.
Okay. Now, with all of that, what I want to talk about next, we're going to take a quick break. We've got the BRAC Transition Center that's still going on. We've got a couple other things that's still going on in terms of the services. So for the next couple of segments, I want to talk about what else is going on and more business development as you guys build more relationships with employers. But I want to hear about what are you seeing the employment market is like right now? What are you kind of forecasting as we're going forward? What are some of the trends you're seeing maybe in the county or some of the areas you're seeing in terms of hiring and things picking up? Maybe let's give us some foresight, you know, some kind of forecasting for the future as we go into 2013. Let's maybe open up the magic ball, the little genie, and see what we're seeing, and then go from there. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking to the people from the Arlington Employment Center. They've got a career fair coming up on October 23rd, 2012, Tuesday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's going to be at George Mason University, their Arlington campus at Founders Hall at 3351 Fairfax Drive in Arlington, Virginia. You can find the information at aecjobfair.eventbrite.com. That's where the website is to find out about information, or just type in Arlington Employment Center in Google. You'll find that information right there. We're going to take a quick break and listen to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Dortch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you're just joining us, we are talking about job seeking. We're talking about the job search. We're talking about what's going on in D.C. with the job search. We're talking to the people from Arlington Employment Center. We've got a great team in here. Howard's the director. We've got Amy still working at the BRAC Transition Center. We got Vicky and Pam, who are business developers with the Arlington Employment Center. And they're all giving us a perspective about what's going on. They got a career fair that's coming up on October 23rd, Tuesday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the website is aecjobfair.eventbrite.com. And Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E, not the other way around. So eventbrite.com, or just type in Arlington Employment Center in Google, and then it'll come up and bring the website up, I'm sure. And you can find out information about the career fair. It's open to everybody. And there's a number, 50 employers. Federal employers, Secret Service and Criminal Division, Department of Justice, Veteran Affairs. We got Goodwill. I think I saw Nationwide Insurance on there. I know some government contractors are on there, I believe. Who else is on there?
Government contractors, we have Accenture, CACI is coming, BAE Systems. We also have a host of retailers, including Macy's, Nordstrom, American Girl, H&M, okay. Old Navy.
So if you're looking for a job quick, you may be able to find something real quick at the career fair. And if you're looking for something maybe even long term. So this is a little bit, you know, something for everybody at this career fair. You know, I want to talk to you. You were talking about your services that AEC provides, Howard. And you had the BRAC Transition Center that's been running for, I forgot how long this thing has been running. What, is it 5 years?
Five years. We've been providing services.
You're still services. Over there. You're still over there with Sandy.
Yes.
Sandy Smith. Talk to us about, I know it's kind of wrapping up, but what's been going on? Give us an overview of the last 5 years and how are things closing up as we finish the year out.
Well, for the past 5 years, we've been reaching out to the federal agencies that have been impacted by the base realignment and closure, better known as BRAC. We touch over 17,000 federal workers, including contractors. Well, that could double up the numbers of the contractors. And we have provided an array of services of resume writing, applications, you know, how cumbersome the USA jobs federal application process can be. So we've been assisting them with transitioning from one job to another. Many of these BRAC impactors did not have an interest following the agencies to the new location.
Right.
So that's what we were there,
sure.
providing those services. We partner.
Yeah.
With federal national experts, including Derek Deutsch, yes. Catherine Troutman, Alan DeBark, and they really helped us to enforce our services and help assist these federal workers and defense contractors to transition to new employment. So it's been very successful. Everything good comes to an end. So our services at the BRAC Transition Center at Crystal City were closed in December, but we are going to continue our services at the Arlington Employment Center at the 2100 Washington Boulevard in Arlington. All the services is not only going to be for federal defense contractors, also for veterans.
Okay.
We have a veterans representative from the Department of Labor also at the Arlington Employment Center. He's one of our partners, and the services will be basically a smooth transition to those that are not federal workers that are looking to transition into federal employment or defense contractors because the resumes are different. They're different. When you're applying for those type of jobs, they are totally different from the private sector. So we're bringing in our expertise, including our partners.
Yeah.
To assist us with that process. And then we'll be able to provide the array of services to general public, federal veterans, and even military transitioning out from the military. They're reaching out for services.
Well, you know, you just brought up something really, really important, especially as we're kind of thinking about these federal budgets. And we've heard about the drawdown on the military. We've heard about a number of veteran hiring initiatives of trying to get veterans employed and everything else. And, you know, with that, you know, as a veteran myself, I mean, sometimes you see that you hear about these things, but the number of services that people can really access to help them out are not always available. And it's good to hear that the Arlington Employment Center has these free services. I mean, you know, that's a rare thing where you can walk in and get free services from a county government agency and don't have to be part of the county. Which is, you know, that's a rare thing. I commend the county for doing that and reaching out that way. With all of that, you know, and the services, are you anticipating, you know, because, you know, your county is the county of the Pentagon. Your county is a county of a lot of defense, you know, contractors, a lot of some, you know, bases and other things like that. Are you anticipating a good number of people who are getting out of the military? Who are going to maybe, you know, coming at your door? Is that maybe what we're thinking about going in 2013?
Absolutely. Yeah. We anticipate the numbers coming up, basically raising because the transition,
sure.
you know, the end coming to the end of the war.
Yeah.
This is a new year of coming up with new employment opportunities. Veterans are moving into our area because of the high level of positions that are in Arlington County. Military transitioning out of from the military, they want to stay in the area because they see that there is a lot of employment opportunities in this area. So we encourage them to attend our workshops. I understand that the military provide them with the TAP services, but they are highly encouraged and welcome to come and attend our workshops at Self-Directed Services, right. Because I know that while you're active, you really can receive all the services, but at least you start getting prepared.
Right.
So for your transition, for your final transition in your career in the military, and try to transition into the civilian world.
Howard, what are you seeing? I mean, you know, given the important nature of your county, you know, and maybe are you starting to see, is your county stable in terms of the employers who are there? I mean, beyond the BRAC and everything else, as we look forward, would you say that, you know, people who are looking at the military and say, listen, when I served in the Marine Corps, a lot of people at Camp Lejeune, so they say, you know what, I'm getting out of Camp Lejeune and I'm gonna head to Virginia. Would you say that Arlington County is still a good place where number?
Yeah, Arlington County is certainly one of the most stable and hottest job markets in the country. Our unemployment rate currently is only 3.5%.
Wow, okay.
And that's quite healthy.
Sure,
people in Arlington are hiring. Definitely. Come to Arlington.
All right. Good to go. And with all of that, would you say in terms of when you kind of say, because that's a very, very good, you know, unemployment rate right there. What sectors? Is it everything? I mean, what do you see as some of the hot spots?
Well, pretty much in Arlington, across all the sectors, there are jobs available and people are hiring. I think the hottest sectors, though, IT is always a good sector.
Okay. Okay.
Customer service is hot. Healthcare is very hot.
Okay. Okay. So we got three strong sectors right there in terms of healthcare, IT, and also a kind of a customer service. When you say customer service,
hospitality,
okay.
Retail, culinary.
Got you.
So wide breadth.
Good number of restaurants in Arlington.
Absolutely.
Good number of hotels in Arlington, and also maybe some people have customer call centers or things like that within the area. You guys, you know, Pam, Vicky, you both do the business development. Are you seeing, I mean, I know, you know, of course you're seeing the same thing, but are you also seeing some other areas that are hot in Arlington?
I definitely, you know, in the sales sector, a lot of insurance, looking to hire agents, banking, looking for tellers, retail, just as Howard said, in the customer service industry.
Got you. With all of that, I mean, some people will would you say in terms of salaries, I mean, so this sounds like a mix between some entry-level point jobs,
yes,
but then some you know, a mix of some also some high paying. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, definitely from the entry-level up to the mid-level. I mean, we post, you know, customer service jobs with salaries up to 45, 50.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then entry-level with the minimum, almost always above the minimum wage.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Pam, did you want to chime in?
I was just going to add that there's also a lot of construction still going on in Arlington.
Okay.
And people can also, you know, research that, Google that, keep up with the economic development on businesses that are coming in. And sometimes that's a good way to find out about the climate, you know, or jobs coming forward. But definitely seeing a lot of IT across the board, whether it's federal, local, or even, you know, private sector companies.
Is the IT more the cybersecurity stuff, or is it just IT across the board, whether it be systems administration? I mean, what are you seeing? Project management? I mean, what are you seeing?
It varies, because some of that is government support types of positions. I've also noticed there are a lot of green-related companies coming into Arlington dealing with energy and power. So some of their IT jobs might have a little different focus or emphasis to them. So IT is a very broad term in this sense.
Okay, good. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we want to go a little bit more into your services and maybe kind of give some final tips to some people. I've got these four experts, so I got to utilize you as much as possible and drain your brains as much as possible in terms of giving some good information to people about how to find a job. Arlington County definitely seems like one of the hot spots where you should be looking for a job, but we'll talk about that from there. Listen to Fed Access. We're talking to people from Arlington Employment Center, a team of four. Howard, he's the director, and then Amy, she's at the BRAC Transition Center. Vicky and Pam, they're business developers, but we'll be right back after this break. You're listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Welcome back to Fed Access with Derek T. Deutsch on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. If you just joined us, we've been having an interesting conversation about employment, about what's going on in the D.C. area, especially Arlington County. Arlington County has a career fair coming up. It's their second annual Arlington Employment Center Fall Career Fair, which is Tuesday, October 23rd. It's going to be from 10 to 2 p.m. It's going to be at George Mason University, the Arlington campus, at the Founders Hall. It's at 3351 Fairfax Drive. It's in Arlington, Virginia. is going to be a great career fair. It's got over 50 of the top employers in the area hiring almost in everything from IT administration, from education, construction, healthcare. There's federal agencies there, there's state agencies there, there's city agencies, county agencies. There's going to be some private sector hospitals, insurance companies, retail companies. So it's going to be a little bit of everything for everybody at this Arlington Career Fair. The website is aecjobfair.eventbrite.com. And Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E, not the other way. So eventbrite.com, aecjobfair.eventbrite.com is the website. Or type in Arlington Employment Center in Google, and it should come up and bring the center up, and you can find out about what's going on from there. They've got a number of services for everybody, from what we found out, career services for everybody. You can come in. Now, Howard, you mentioned that you can come in. Can people use the services as much as they want?
Or, absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you can come in, utilize the services as much as you want, as much as you need. And so it doesn't mean that you have to be a county resident. You can be somebody who's looking maybe to move into the county, or you can be anybody who wants to come in and take advantage of these services. They got federal experts there. They got other business developers there. They've got other career experts that may have some specializations there. So check out their services and find out what's going on. You know, when we talk about the career fair, you got a couple of things that's going on the day of the career fair. Some workshops that maybe, you know, it's not just a career fair, but it's also a chance to learn some things while you're at the career fair, right?
Yes, that's just what's so unique about this career fair, that we do give you some tools and resources to help in your career search. Beginning at 9:30 on the day of the job fair, you'll be Mr. Dortch doing your workshop on how to, you know, utilize the career fair best and navigate that. And then at 11, we'll have social media. That is very an important aspect new in the job search. But this one, use of social media. The key to successful job search is going to give you tips on how to make that a part of your tool in your job search.
Outstanding. You know, that brings an important point, and you know, I'm glad it was brought up in a good transition. A lot of people are thinking about social media right now in terms of how do I use it? You know, a LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, other sites. You know, what are you recommending out there? I mean, you know, you guys are the job experts. I mean, what are you recommending in terms of social media and the use of it, or also, you know, certain things you shouldn't do on social media that could hurt you?
Well, I think you just brought up the most important point, which would be not overusing it or being sure if you're using it for job search, be aware that employers are going to see all of it. So you want to make sure that you're putting your professional face there as well. Personally, I've seen a lot of success with LinkedIn for job search, as well as people utilizing Twitter to find out about job leads. I'm seeing an increasing number of people that are posting jobs via Twitter for the latest and greatest.
So a lot of employers are getting on Twitter. So it behoove you maybe to get a Twitter, at least something to monitor employers, even if you're not putting things out yourself. Is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly, because you can follow people on Twitter and get their alerts without having to, you know, put out what you ate for breakfast that day.
Right, exactly. You know, you mentioned that. And Howard, what are you seeing? I mean, you got, you know, in terms of the population, would you recommend people get on? I mean, you know, LinkedIn, we're hearing about that. But would you recommend people get on social media? Some people are apprehensive about it. Some people are saying, you know, some people are all for it.
I think at this time, social media is a great tool to put in your arsenal in your job search.
Okay.
It's not the only tool, but it is a great help.
Okay.
As Pam mentioned, LinkedIn is very effective. Twitter is very effective. Facebook, to a certain extent, is very effective. But I would warn people, if you're using Facebook for your job search, set up a professional-looking Facebook page.
Right. I think you hit it on the nose. Amy, you deal a lot with the federal side, you know, and that sometimes deal with some people, Defense Department and other things like that. Well, you know, across the board, though, I mean, what's your recommendations with social media? I mean, what are you seeing, or what would be the impact?
It's been very successful. LinkedIn, Twitter itself, to network. Network is one of the key components when you're searching jobs, not only in the Department of Defense, even in the private sector. So the more people that you know, the more people that you link in with, that's how you can connect. You can follow people. Maybe you know people, you know, alumni or so that you identified, or you know, that you know in the past, and then you could link in and have those conversations and submit your profile. But please be professional, be very targeted. Perhaps you can even develop a networking resume where you can basically address all your skills for the areas that you have an interest in.
Sure. You know, for those people who are a little bit more sensitive jobs, but maybe a job seeker, you know, I mean, how much information is too much? How much information? I mean, where do you draw that line between, you know, should I get it out there or should I not?
Well, if you're really looking for a job, you're serious about your job search, you need to put it all out there.
Okay, okay.
You can't hold it back because you might lose an opportunity for employment.
Okay, okay. So you want to be proactive, you're saying?
Exactly. You want to be proactive, but then leave your personal side. Like you said, develop a Facebook page just for the professional. You have your personal one where you got your pictures and everything, but if it's for business and job search, please be very professional on that page.
Have you seen some people get damaged because of their reputation of you know, on social media or things like that? I know, Howard, you just make it, you know, have you seen people get damaged because social media?
Yeah, I know of several instances where people were on the verge of being offered a job, and then the potential employer looked at their Facebook page and that was it.
And what were some of the, what are some of the damaging things that people need to be aware of, though?
I would be very careful the type of photographs you post on a Facebook page. I would be very careful some of the comments you make. I would be very careful some of the likes or dislikes you have listed.
Wow. I mean, that draws to a certain important point. I mean, because at this day and age, you know, where you would think this is just for my own sake, but employers are actually going out there, maybe even when they get your resume, before they even call you, they may go and see if you have a Facebook page up, and you just mentioned about likes and dislikes or comments. You be making, may, you know, using certain kind of language or saying certain kind of remarks, and that may turn off an employer. Anybody else chime in on this, Pam?
I was just going to also add, I've heard of instances where people said, I didn't put something inappropriate or a picture of myself inappropriate up on my Facebook page, but someone else took pictures at a party, tagged me, and then it goes on my page, even though I didn't want any pictures of me, you know, on a Saturday evening or what have you. So, I mean, you hear this a lot. Even I listen to sports radio. You hear a lot with even NFL players and things like that. So that teams are trying to monitor social media a little bit more. So
you know, that draws, we've only got a few seconds, really, honestly, but that draws an important thing. When you're out and about and maybe you're having fun with friends and things like that, and you know, now everybody got a camera phone or video and things like that, do you need to be cautious about, you know, whether somebody takes a picture or something? Because they can, you know, you may not put it on your own page, but somebody may put it. You know, do you have to be a little bit more conscientious these days about what you're doing and with who you're doing it with, would you say? Anybody?
Well, I guess that's more for the young folks. I'm not doing anything really well, but I guess to the young folks, yes, definitely caution, you know, how you do conduct yourself, because I guess it can come back.
We
you
got
know,
some older people doing some crazy things too, though. No.
definitely try to be.
But
as
would you say that though? Yeah. So, Howard, would you?
Yeah, I mean, the old adage: if it's not something you want your mother to know about, don't post it publicly. That's real. And also, people have to understand. You post it on the internet, it's public knowledge.
It's public knowledge at that point, no matter who posts it.
It's public knowledge.
Last comment, would you recommend people kind of do a search on themselves just to kind of check it out? Amy, you know, would you say?
Absolutely. You gave a good point there. Search yourself. Go in and just Google your name and see what's out there. Check and see the page. Look and see. You could defriend some people that maybe are not giving good inputs on your Facebook page, because, or even LinkedIn. So just be aware when you're when job searching, you're really out in the loop. Reputation management. Employers are out there seeking for the best, the best candidate, and who's going to represent the organization. So be aware of that.
Good word to end on right there. Thank you so much, Howard, for bringing your
team.
Thank
you so much, Derek, for having us on today.
We got the team from Arlington Employment Center, Howard. Yeah, Amy, Vicky, Pam, thank you guys, all of you, for your great input. Hope to see you at the Career Fair Tuesday, October 23rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Website, one final time, aecjobfair.eventbrite.com. And Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E. We hope to see you there. Have a good one.
You've been listening to Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch on Federal News Radio, 1500 a.m. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear it in its entirety on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Fed Access with Derek T. Dorch, Friday afternoons at noon, only on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, WFED, your source for federal news now.